You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Their preferred habitat is just not being eaten alive.
The Wire.
New Zealand Post recently announced plans to take away the postal service in Lamb's Pharmacy on Karangahape Road after 30 years of service. Residents and business owners on Karangahape Road have protested against the announcement, with posters raising awareness and a petition that the owner of Lamb's Pharmacy is set to pass on to Auckland Central MP Chloe Swarbrick today. The event is set to run till 12:30, with Swarbrick set to table the petition in Parliament tomorrow. I began this interview by asking about what the rationale is from NZ Post getting rid of the office at Lamb's Pharmacy.
So this is something which we've seen over the last 2 years with the direction from this government, particularly the state-owned enterprises minister Simeon Brown giving the directive for New Zealand Post to start cutting costs effectively, where we've seen the slow whittling away of community services. So last year we were dealing with the closure of the post office in Three Lamps. There's been a number of closures on Waiheke Island, which is also part of my constituency in Auckland Central. And now the kind of lightning rod, which is the proposed closure of the postal services at Lamb's Pharmacy on Karangahape Road. People may know that it's been operating for a number of decades now and is obviously an accessible and well-loved postal service by the community, which also helps, of course, to keep business going for a small community family-owned pharmacy in the middle of some incredibly hard times. The rationale that New Zealand Post have provided is that effectively they think that foot traffic is too low. We've come back with the point that we're about to experience the opening of the most expensive infrastructural project in the form of the City Rail Link, which we're all anticipating will have a massive uplift in foot traffic around the Karangahape area, and also the fact that it's apparently about saving costs. But every time that I have tried to get any form of detail as to what apparent costs or harm there is for retention of these services, especially in a smaller amount of these services, while we wait for the CRL to open, they have been unwilling to engage with us. So I took it all the way to the top and wrote a letter to the Prime Minister about a month or two ago. True to form, we didn't get a response, nor did we from the Minister of State-Owned Enterprises office. But ultimately, the buck stops with the government, who are making this decision to have New Zealand Post cut its services, which is going to be of massive detriment to our communities across the country.
Yeah, you mentioned accessibility. That's an important issue around having a local post office, obviously, especially because a lot of the people living in the city aren't necessarily driving every day. They might be walking to and from their workplace, to and from the places where they're shopping and doing their post as well. Where is the next closest alternative if this goes?
So it's on Simon Street, and of course you'll note that that is obviously not anywhere near as, and no shade whatsoever on those who are currently running those postal services, but it doesn't have that same kind of icon status, right? It's not a place that is well known and loved and frequented as Lamb's Pharmacy is. And to this effect, I'd actually just like to highlight that while, of course, it's the community who cares a lot about this, you only need to walk down K Road to see the signs and local businesses' windows supporting the retention of these local post office services. But it's actually also a number of the hotels that are in the surrounding area, some of which have also written letters in support. So we've got a number of the local businesses. We've got, obviously, the local community. We have some of the large businesses that service the tourists who are coming into the city. You've also got the local Member of Parliament in the form of myself and Mike Lee, the local councillor, as well as many from Waitemata Local Board, all saying that it makes sense both rationally, but also obviously from a community pride perspective to retain these post office services. And then you've got New Zealand Post basically just saying computer says no, the foot traffic counter is currently too low, without taking into account the fact that demonstrably that foot traffic counter is going to go up massively with the opening of the City Rail Link. It just doesn't make sense.
And lastly, I'd like to ask about that community element. We've seen a lot of K Road businesses struggling in some of the recent years. We've seen also the announcement that the Others Way Festival isn't going to continue this year. We've seen some struggles, particularly on K Road, for businesses. How important is it for the community to rally around and to fight for these sort of things going forward?
I think it's important to acknowledge that change is always inevitable. Of course, we're going to be confronted with circumstances that are outside of our control. But when it comes to the City Rail Link, what has always perplexed me is that we knew that disruption was going to be inevitable and we could have done a lot better job planning for that disruption. And this is the point that I've made time and again since I became the local MP about 5 or so years ago when we were already a few years into that construction. At that point in time, I managed to work with our council and with some of our local business associations to get the establishment of the hardship fund up and running. So businesses, small businesses in particular, who were being, you know, crunched from both sides, both with less foot traffic, but also with increasingly high commercial rents, that they were able to get access to a form of support to stay alive. And now we've got these businesses that have hung on by their fingernails, who have been supported by a community who desperately cares about and loves them, who feel central to the identity and the fabric of our central city community, who potentially are going to fall over at the last hurdle. We can't take this lying down. We can't let this just happen to us, especially if the consequence of it might be the end of some of these family-owned community local businesses, only to be replaced by massive commercial conglomerates. That is not what we've all been fighting for as we've been looking to have a more connected city with efficient public transport. And just a final point on the Others Way, well, of course, that was utterly devastating news. I've been working behind the scenes and I hope that we will be able to have some form of phoenix rise from the ashes. But the major point that hopefully everybody listening takes away is that we can't just let these things happen to us. Politics and our country and our city belongs to the people who turn up and get involved and engaged. And I think the last thing that any of us, particularly our broader music and Auckland Central community, would want is for Auckland truly to just become a bland concrete playground. We deserve so much better than that.
That was Auckland Central MP and Green Party co-leader Chloe Swarbrick speaking to me about plans to remove the postal service from Lamb's Pharmacy on Karangahape Road.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/becasts.